This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Hoffy, what do you got for us
today? All right, let's start with BT. Vlad Guerrero Jr., Pete Alonso, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto will all hit 40-plus home runs this season. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
It's a bald-faced lie. I don't think Soto's going to hit 40 home runs. I think his average will be, I think he's going to be terrific. I don't really see him as a 40 home run guy. I think Pete's going to get back there. I don't think Vlad will hit 40. Really, so to me, it's half. It's Judge is going to go for 40 and Pete's going to go for 40. The other two, just short, mid-30s-ish.
How about if we did like some kind of total? Because I kind of agree with you. I mean, Vlad's just not a 40-home-run guy.
No.
Soto's not a 40-home-run guy. I know last year, you know, different story, not Yankee Stadium. I still think he's going to produce high-power numbers. I don't think 40. But maybe, you know, who has the most here? Vlad and, I mean, I love the combo of Vlad and Soto. Vlad and Soto or Soto and Pete? Forget Judge, because Judge is a different animal. I mean, Judge could hit 60, he could hit 70.
I know.
In a bad year, he's going to hit 50.
So put I'm Judge
say,
away.
I'm
so
going to go with you and say it's a bald face line. Not all 40 will hit. Who do you think will have more? Soto and Pete or Soto and Vlad?
Soto and Pete.
Yeah, I'm going to go Soto and Vlad. I mean, I know Pete is the home run guy. I just feel like Soto's production is going to be higher. I had something about Alonso, man. I still am just not there. I need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he had 34 last year in a down year. I mean, Vlad's going to, he sits at 30 roughly, right?
Yeah, I think Pete's cranking 40, though. I don't know what the average is going to be. I think he's going to crank 40 bombs again.
All right, what do you got? What's number two?
All right, Sal, we all know you're a big Four Nations guy. USA.
I don't know why people are saying that. Yesterday, too, somebody was texting me, oh, I know you hate the Four Nations. That was not the point at all. Jeez.
Well, you didn't seem too happy about the fighting, the fake fighting.
Well, that yes. I just don't care about it. Like, I don't understand how people get behind it. And then I saw some comment today. I don't know if it was Larry Brooks tweeted it or something like, oh, all the players, they care about it. Yeah, that's great. That's the whole point. We care more here, or sports fans should care more about the Stanley Cup or the World Series as opposed to the WBC or Four Nations. That's the point. It's not knocking those other tournaments. If you want to get into that, fine. But the players care about those tournaments more than they do about the Cup or the World Series. That's what bothers me. Anyway, good.
On that note,
continue.
Just clear it up, right?
Yeah, right.
I love it. Go
ahead. We will see at least three fake fights for when USA faces Canada for the Four Nations Championship.
No, I don't think you're going to see. I'm going to say it's a bald face lie. That's Thursday night. I will tell you
Thursday,
this.
7 or 8.
I don't know. Hoff, what time's that start? Do you know that game?
I don't. I'll look it up.
Yeah, they're not going to be three fake fights like there were to start that game.
They'll be real fights.
Yeah. Well, you would think maybe they would be real fights. Also, BT, I'd be curious to get your take on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think last night, was it true that they booed? Now, last night the game was in Boston, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they all being played there or no?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it was in Montreal and then Boston.
Okay.
Those are the two locations, Montreal and Boston.
So I'm pretty sure last night was in Boston. And did they boo Was there some booing of the Canadian anthem? I feel like I read
that. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't want to just spew that out, but I'm pretty sure I saw that. Can you confirm, Hoff, if there was some booing of the Canadian anthem?
I'll double check, but it's Thursday, 8 p.m., by the way.
Thursday, 8 p.m. Anyway, that's a game
that's
I'll be
one to watch.
Yeah, you'd be watching.
Well, I'll check it out a little
check
bit.
Check that out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, BT, for being long-winded here.
Oh, good.
I guess the point is, like, I don't think it's healthy either to have one country booing another country's anthem. Whether Canada does it to U.S. Mm-hmm. or U.S. does, like, what are we doing here?
I'm not a fan of, especially Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, they're our neighbors.
Right.
You know, and, you know, you wouldn't, not that you want to see this either. You would strive for more world harmony. But, you know, if you go back to, say, the 72 Olympics, was that, I think the 72 Olympics was when the United States basketball team, I think Collins was on that team, got screwed by the clock starter and USSR, then USSR won, and they shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could see, and plus, you know, the Cold War. Like, okay, but Canada, let's get a little bit more mesh there,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
come on.
With the United States and Canada. I say bold-faced lie because I think if you have too many fights, I think it obviously it could put you behind and you could lose the game. Now it's time to win. Like, now it's winning time, I think. So I don't think you'll see three fights, no.
By the way, there was some light booze, according to my sources. Still,
so we're classier than they are? Is that what was saying?
I mean, but not by much. You're booing the anthem. I mean, come on now. All right, go ahead. What's the last one?
And finally, BT, Aaron Rodgers will play football in 2025.
I think it's bald-faced truth. I've always kind of believed this. I think that, you know, last year, and this was before I knew what the Jets were going to do, one thing that encouraged me about Rodgers and why I initially wanted him to come back to the Jets is that last year at this time, he wasn't getting ready for the season. Last year at this time, he was merely getting his body back to a suitable condition to compete. So I think when you look at the first part of his season versus the second part of the season, which was much better, I don't think he wants to go out with a whimper where he's basically discarded by a team where they, in essence, say, hey, all due respect, we don't need you, we don't want you. Now, if he played awfully down the stretch, I think maybe he packs it up, but I think he's going to go back and play.
I just think the only question is where. Meaning, is there going to be a team that's going to fit what Rodgers wants? He's not going to go somewhere and be a backup.
No.
Do you think?
No. So no, he's not doing that.
I'm going to say it's a bold-faced truth. I think somebody will have a spot for Rodgers to be a starter. I just am not 100% sold that there definitively will be that this year. Like, I think he wants to play. That I'm sure about. I felt like that all along. Rodgers wants to play football. But is there going to be the perfect spot? And if there isn't, does he want to suck it up and maybe go be a backup somewhere? Does he want to play enough? I still think there's too much there to where I would say a bald-faced truth he ends up playing at some point this year. I just don't know where that's going to be.
Well, real fast, I don't think there's a perfect spot. Now, it didn't work out, but it was at least you go back to when the courtship from the Jets began. That was perceived to be perfect because, you know, Douglas and Saleh had to save their jobs and they had a great defense and everybody thought, well, if you get him in here and he's still really good, which we all thought he would be, didn't think he'd get hurt four plays in, then it's a perfect marriage. Jets have some weapons, some young players, he can lead them along. The other teams that are going to need quarterbacks, whether it's the Raiders, whether it's the Giants, like, they're just not ready to win.
Right.
And the two situations that could maybe open up for him where they're ready to win, varying degrees of readiness, though, the Niners or the Dolphins. Keep an eye on that.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
I would love to see him with the Niners.
With the Niners.
With the Dolphins would be intriguing because then you face the Jets a couple of times. I know you don't probably don't want
just,
that.
You know what?
It would be good drama and good sports talk fun. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, reset, get you it down with the King topic of the day. We started the show talking about Pete Alonso and his comments yesterday and also Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and his comments and tying in the two, Pete or Vlad long term. King Cohen also spoke, so we'll have that. A lot to do, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.